In the 1960s and 70s, industrial pollution contaminated the water in Grassy Narrows First Nation with mercury, making it one of Canada's worst environmental disasters. The contamination in this community of about 1,000 residents has affected three generations. And in response to this, a yearly rally is held in support of Grassy Narrows community. This year, the rally will be held online. Movie star Adam Beach will serve as this year's keynote speaker. Adam Beach is Anishinaabe from Lake Manitoba and Dog Creek First Nation. He's a Golden Globe nominated actor who most recently starred opposite Benedict Cumberbatch and Jesse Plemons in Netflix Academy Award nominated film The Power of the Dog. He's joining us live from Las Vegas. Adam, Anin, bonjour. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for having me, buddy.
Now, Adam, you're set to speak at an online rally this Saturday. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that and why you made the decision to do so?
Wow. The online rally that I'm participating in is to bring awareness to the First Nation community called Grassy Narrows. And their struggle to bring attention to the issue of mercury poisoning, and they're still dealing with it, and they want the world to recognize that there are these issues. Why I'm participating is the person of interest in that community that has been the voice of the community. Her name is Judy. And Judy De Silva has been a very important figure in my personal life in growing up as an Anishinaabe. Why I say that is growing up, I wasn't taught the teachings. Judy was part of a group of traditional teachers that brought me in when I was a teenager and redirected my thoughts. Without her and them, I probably wouldn't be who I am today, because I was a very troubled kid.
Now then, is it fair to say that this is personal for you, given this personal connection?
Yes, I would say it's very personal, because I'm in a place in my life now where I can draw attention and help issue. We have come across decades of a nation that's been sick, affected by the unfairly treatment of the land, the disregard of the land by poisoning it with chemicals from these industries that are still existing today. And what we want to do is have the world empathize with us. We've seen the effects of what chemicals do. We've seen the effects of what the industry has done surrounding Grassy Narrows, and we just want it to stop. We want the land to heal.
Now, historically, celebrities or people of note usually take a more of a hands-off approach when dealing with issues that are close to them, that are near and dear to their heart. Why is it important for you to take a more hands-on approach, to be more vocal, to speak out?
Well, speaking out and communicating with Judy at this time is very important in my personal life, because I find the pandemic in the last couple of years has made me reevaluate where I am in my life and as a person, as a human being. And Judy reached out to see if I could participate, and of course I can. I have done many things over the years to help communities, and you know, through Judy and the Tribal Council, in their struggles, they have been able to make agreements with the government to help facilitate a medical center to treat the mercury disease. This community, when you go there, it's one of the most beautiful communities you've ever seen. And the lake when you look at it, you just want to jump in it, but you can't. And those are things that we have to empathize about in regards to, you know, taking care of that land. So a lot has happened, and just want to keep the momentum going. And the promises that have been made, we want to make sure that they're moving forward.
Now, Adam, I just want to switch gears a little bit, and I want to preface this by saying all of the aunties up here would be extremely angry if I didn't ask you, what is going on with you now? What are you doing on a personal level? Do you have any upcoming projects, any passion projects that you're excited about?
What I've been working on over the years is creating my own production company, my own entity to the voice of who I am and what I represent. And I want to be able to express that through the films that my wife and I are writing and putting together and really create a new way of defining our voice through film, because it is hard for me to choose films that I like, that represent us in such a healthy way.
A gentleman by the name of Jesse Wente, who is the head of the National Screen Institute and currently the head of the Canada Council for the Arts, would describe your process as narrative sovereignty, meaning that oftentimes stories are told about Indigenous people without Indigenous participation in telling that story. Why is that important as an actor, as an Indigenous actor?
Well, if you look at the films, we're a side attraction. If you look at how we're depicted, we're basically, we're shown that we have a weakness. We're shown as, this is what happens if overtaken by government or loss of culture or drugs and alcohol, etc. And it's a failing message, because we thrive as Indigenous peoples. The culture is still there, the language, the land, the ceremonies. And they fail when it comes to the strength of who we are as a people. And bringing this back to like Grassy Narrows, there's a strength of a people there. There's a strength of the land that still exists. There's still the Anishinaabe teaching. They are still alive and well. We have to share that knowledge. And I think through storytelling and making our own movies from our perspectives, we'll grasp a certain aspect that people are romanticizing, but they don't see the full picture. We haven't given them the full picture because the people who are employing us, they don't know the full picture.
Adam, I really could talk to you all day, but unfortunately, that is not how the radio works. I want to thank you so much for coming on, and I wish you nothing but success.
Dude, thank you so much. It's nice to communicate on a level of who I am and what I represent. It's nice. Thank you.
Adam Beach is an Anishinaabe from Lake Manitoba and Dog Creek First Nation. He'll serve as this week's keynote speaker at the Free Grassy Narrow online rally that is set to take place tomorrow afternoon. For more information on the event, feel free to visit freegrassy.net. It's now 7:23.